Hey y'all, it's Phil. Welcome to our pre-show here this Monday. I tell you, let me put this on par. Put this fucking TV set on mute or whatever the fuck I gotta do. Be quiet, TV set. Shut up, TV set. So, anyway, I really, you know, wrecked my throat, as you guys know, this cold, but, you know, I can't rest it because I'm in this play. And while I did have an understudy, for those of you who don't know anything about theater, and that doesn't mean anything bad, I didn't know anything about theater, they do have understudies. These are people that will back you up if you're sick, if you're out, if you can't work, if you're, you know, and they're understudies. They are usually younger actors who want to, you know, learn the part. But I had an understudy. He was fired. So I have no understudy, so I got to go on with this trashed throat. Now, that's all good. You know, I understand. I mean, it kind of hacks me off a little bit because I can't do this fucking, you know, my radio show. If I had a throat, even when I was healthy, you guys remember the first week of this adventure in New York, at the end of one day's performance, your throat is trashed. But it wasn't so trashed that I couldn't do shows. And you remember we were doing them from the streets of New York, all that good shit. And all of a sudden, I get this fucking cold, and you can hear it. It doesn't sound too good, so that's where that's at. In the files today for the BSP Classic is going to be the best of the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center commercials. All right. Now, what is that, Phil? That's something that Rory McLeod, our wonderful curator and good friend, put together. Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center was a sponsor of the Milwaukee Lions games, and Rory put together all these fucking commercials that we did for the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center, and it was going to be today's show, and then I thought, and I'm speaking to you BSPs exclusively, because this is a pre-show, this is an exclusive BSP-only feature, that I decided not to put it on the free feed, which would be up there for 6-8 weeks. Because I feel that, you know what, man, there's probably a tight ass or two out there that's going to hear that, and they're going to complain to an advertiser. An advertiser gets a hold of information like that, like a show like that, they generally are not happy. And I didn't need to get any advertisers upset with me for anything that I could actually prevent. I mean, our show is controversial enough as it is. We do a lot of weird shit. We do a lot of controversial shit sometimes, but coming right out and doing the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center, I think probably could have been, we don't need that trouble right now. So especially with us going on iHeartMedia and their wonderful support, we're looking to get good advertising support from iHeartMedia podcasts because we do have our subscriber base, you good people, and the advertising base, which kicks in when we air the podcast for free. Which is up online, you know, on the internet for about 6 weeks, then goes beyond the paywall. That's an opportunity to get some advertising dollars going. So I figure, fuck it, you know. But what we will do with the Jesus H. Christ Performing Arts Center stuff is it's on today's log as a BSP classic. And it is. It's kind of classic commercial shit. Now, what the fuck am I looking at here? Is this the New Orleans Saints? Is this Sunday Night Football? John Harbaugh, I thought the Ravens won today. John Harbaugh, how long has that cat coached the Ravens? Long fucking time. Anyway, what am I looking at? What the fuck? What is this shit? Longest active streak of losses, Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. 53 straight games without a back-to-back, without back-to-back losses? Fuck, I don't know. Why am I even reading that? So on today's show, we will do a great encore show that you'll love. And my ass is going to continue to rest my throat. I'll probably get some throat coat tea going on. I left my fucking emergency back at the theater. That's okay because actually my throat... At least I'm feeling better. I'm tired as fuck. We got to get some sleep tonight, Phil, you fucking moron. I really got to force myself to sleep. Other than that, I feel great. I love you. I appreciate you. No end. Oh, there's Jay Glazer. Looking older and fatter there, Jay, like all of us.